Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of the oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy word. The title of my message is 5 Foolish Virgins and 2 Became Wise. We do not want to hear the second coming of Christ. And Peter tells us, because of our unbelief. And we say, he has been saying that he's coming, but he has never come. So why talk about it? And this hurts our Lord very much. And Peter answered, "You know why he hasn't come? It's for you. You still have not repented. He is long-suffering to us, waiting for us who are sinners and who are still outside Christ to come to him. And we may know Jesus, we may know many facts about Scripture, and yet we come to church for another reason. We might die with all the knowledge, but because we have not sincerely repented, down here, the 5 foolish virgins. Can that be a picture of our church? When Christ comes, there are only 5 wise virgins, but the other 5 are foolish virgins. If by my message today that some will repent, 2 will become wiser, that will be happy news. The first foolish virgin is made up of two girls. They're atheist university students in Manila. And this story is told by a lady pastor who said that they were boarding in her house, going to college. 20 years ago, I remember, there was a big earthquake in Manila. And then, sometimes I can see better without the specs. When the earthquake came, these two atheist students quickly fell on their knees and they cried out, "Oh God, oh God, save us." They did not declare they were atheists, they don't believe in God. And why? When the reality came, they cried out to God. But we are no different. I'm talking about myself. We have the experience. These were the last days of the Japanese war. And their shelling was particularly heavy. One shell hit a portion where my second uncle gave to his friends to stay in his estate in Toa Payoh. In those days, it was still a wild country, not developed yet. My father, who was a doctor, quickly offered first aid, tied them up, and sent them to hospital. And as the shelling got heavier, we all cried. Many of us even made vows. This is a natural reaction. When you are in real trouble, you call on God, "If you help me and save me, I will do this, do that for you." But then the war came to a stop. The next day, there was no more shelling. And we all forgot about it. Is it not so human? We must check up with ourselves whether we are honest with God or not. Now we come to the second foolish virgin. And he is a man. He was my father's good friend. And my father always tried to win him to Christ by telling him the gospel story. But he said that he was an agnostic. An agnostic, the name used even by some of our high politicians. How I regret and feel very sorry for some leaders of our nation. When it comes to religions, they said we are agnostics. We cannot know about religion. It is outside our province. And my father's friend was not only an agnostic, but he was also a man who an enthusiast in feng shui, You Chinese will understand what it is. Feng Shui is wind and water. In English, it's called geomancy. So he sets the furniture of his office in a most grotesque way, facing east, but facing west. The one good thing that my father did to him was that when you are going to die, you better call on Jesus. And he remembered that word. He stayed not far from Gilstead Road, just around the corner there. And when he really feared death, he sent someone to call me. And he knew me very well because my father brought me to see him. When he paid him a visit, I was very small. But now I've grown up. And he said, I really want to accept Jesus as my Savior. And he told me everything about Jesus. He's the Son of God. He died on the cross for our sins, to pay the penalty of our sins, and if we accept him, we'll be saved. I said, that's correct. And so I happily baptized him. He died after a few days. And naturally, I had to conduct his funeral. And they gave me $500 as a love gift. So here we have a foolish virgin in this man, agnostic, but now he has become wiser. And I hope those of you who are in this position will quickly come to him. Are you afraid of death? Better make that decision while you have life. Now we come to the third foolish virgin. And he is a man. Actually, he was my distant relative. And he kept on church hopping from one to another. And someone remarked to him, a fellow like you, if you die, no pastor will bury you because you don't belong to any church. And that picture comes to be applied now to someone I never knew. He comes from Kuala Lumpur, from a Methodist church. He's registered there, but he never would darken his door. But there was a massacre of Chinese many years ago. I still remember the date very well because I was in Hong Kong. And he came to Singapore to hide because of the massacre. But he got sick in Singapore and he died. A poor thing. He was taken care of by a Chinese undertaker. And his coffin was open. And there was stinking with flies flying around. And somebody who knew me came, sorry, I have to trouble you. Our Methodist pastors never knew this man, had some hazy ideas, so they won't bury him. Can you please come and help? So I went. And quickly I closed the coffin and said, let's go to the cemetery right away. Any outdated fish stinking, you must get rid of it right away. So I rather became the foolish virgin to take his place. The fourth foolish virgin, but happily turned out to be a wise virgin. He was a communist. And a communist officer in the university in Guangzhou, Canton. He was recommended to me because when they arrived in Singapore, he had no place to stay. By Reverend Yap Beng Shin. So I being in charge of build a house and let him in. But these who came from China in the first wave of tourists to Singapore is to get jobs. Every one of them would try to get a job. Because he did not get a job, he had nothing to do, so I gave him a Bible. I say, you go and read. This is the thing that you should know. Are you afraid of death? He said, we communists never think of death. Just think of getting the most out of this life. But thank God, after 40 days of constant reading, he came to the passage, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so, he came here to see me one night. He said, I come to the point that Jesus is the Son of God and I must receive him as my Savior. I was overwhelmed that such a communist man can be converted. Yes, the power of God's salvation. And so he got baptized at Life Church. I baptized him at the Chinese service. And then he returned home with much of our blessings and some gifts that were given to him to help him. And seeing that Singapore is a nice place, this time he came with his wife again to look for a job. We helped the wife with a temporary job at the book room. And it is now the husband's job to get the wife converted. And both husband and wife argued until that morning. By noon, they would be flying back to Hong Kong and Guangzhou. And the wife came to see me. I've now come to the point I have to believe in Jesus. And can you baptize me this morning? I said, what a sudden request. So I said, all right. I'll get my elder to witness and to help. And we have a service at the college every morning. So Elder Mahadevan, you remember that. He came down to help me. And I baptized the wife of this man, and wonderfully I issued the certificates. When I returned to Guangzhou, they joined an open church and showed the certificates, and they were very well received. But the only day husband and wife were saved, but their parents as well. This young man came from Harbin, that is part of Manchuria. And the mother believed the Lord. I think you have heard from China watchers that there are now at least something like 60 million Christians in China. How many, I do not know. But it is a true thing that whenever you get one saved in Singapore, they are so happy they will go home to China to convert their loved ones. So here is a case of a foolish virgin, but she becomes the second wise person. I hope that by this message, if it is 50% here for sure of the salvation, we can add another 40%, another 2. It will be wonderful. The fifth foolish virgin is a man, but he got out of it and the turn came to another man, Christian politicians in our government. And he was made to go around to visit Hindu temples, Sikh temples. And to the Hindu temples, I do not know whether they painted a dot on the forehead or not. But then his conscience was rebuked, so he resigned from government. But the Lord blessed him with a very big job. So, he's going around, he's by a younger politician, and he wanted the position, so he did not mind. He compromised. And now it's his turn to represent the government, to go to these heathen temples. So there are, in fact, 2.5 who became wise. Now I would like to turn to you what happened to the wise virgins. When the Lord came, they were ready with the lamps and the oil burning bright, and the bridegroom Jesus gladly received them. I want all of us to be wise virgins and not dangling halfway and not sure which is declared for us. Turn to the passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. I'll read. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, who have died. But you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Here we have glad hope, such as in our parents, in our wives, in our husbands. They've already gone ahead. Thank God for them. We have assurance that they are saved. And if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them who also sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him, will see them again. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, not prevent, but prevent means go ahead, go before them which are asleep. In other words, our loved ones will still be before us, they will come. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Our loved ones will see them first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Verse 17 teaches us about what is known as a rapture. Jesus will come and he will catch us up. We have no need to have any machine, whatever they may be. By the power of God, we will be caught up and saved together. You know why we must be caught up? This world is going to be destroyed. And there will be the coming of the Third World War. Also in Revelation chapter 9, 13 to 16. And where will the war break out? It will break out in Iraq again. You see how near we are to the coming of the Lord. But thank God, we are sure until His coming. We wait for His coming. We love to hear about His coming. And not like those in the time of Peter who even ridicule. He has been saying that he's been coming, and for years and years, we are still here. But Peter rebuked them. You know why he has not come? He's waiting for you. Let not anyone here have a hardened heart, but let us humble ourselves. How can we argue with God and argue with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? If we humble ourselves, then He receives us. It's so wonderful. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, this is a day that Thou hast made and called us to the house of worship. And help us, O Lord, to always make Thy message plain from every angle. Today we have the teaching of the five foolish virgins and the teaching of the wise virgins. We are already assured the place of the five virgins in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. And we believe, and how we thank Thee that we are assured. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.